not on the board this week.
It's good.
This is original.
Good. Some people enjoyed it.
Yeah. Are y'all ready for this?
Sorry.
I'm about to spit.
Oh, shit.
Let's go. Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS&BS, episode 48? Yep. Damn, we're at 48 already?
Bruh.
Damn, 48. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show support and follow us at PS&BS POD. And before I go anywhere, if you're in Orlando, Florida...
Orlando, O-Town.
On the, what's the date, guys?
22nd.
On the 22nd.
August 22nd.
You better be in RGB.
Come see us.
For our first DBZ Fighters tournament. Yeah. It's going down.
We're looking for Earth's Strongest Warriors.
You know how those? Yeah. You know how you see those like those Ponzi schemes where it says, hey, send me $10 and you get $30. Send me $30, you get $100.
The
hexagon pyramid? We doing it.
Oh,
turn
shit.
Your $10 into $100, baby.
All you gotta do is win.
All you gotta do is win.
Wow.
So show up, man. Go to our IG page. Yep. Look in the description below.
Link in bio.
Link will be down there. Yep. Sign up, smash.gg, PS&BS,
yeah, me and Steels will
DBZ,
be in it.
The resident, most lovable. Right?
Yes.
We're in it.
Yes.
And
you may
also
get a chance to fight us.
Hit us up at www.PS&BSPodcast.com.
It'll also be in the description.
Also will be in the description. And go ahead, man. Show support.
Right,
pick up a face mask.
Right here.
No, it's not going to be here. It's going to be
here?
down
right,
below.
Down there?
Not
right
in
here.
The video. It's going to be in the bio.
And also, leave comments on merch that you don't see on the site so we can have some ideas. Tell us what you want to see on shirts.
Yeah.
If it's a certain thing we say, is a certain person.
Do you want a pencil?
A pencil.
Do you want sweet with 9 E's?
Do you want... a lanyard.
A
do you want?
Do you want
lingerie?
A pencil? Did he go to pencil?
Imagine paying shipping for a pencil.
Do you want some?
Who
thongs?
Uses pencils?
Students.
What grown ass man?
Students. Yeah, students.
Pens and pencils.
Pens might be.
I don't
still,
think they even using that anymore. They got computers now. They sending all their essays in digital. All right.
What about stylists?
All right, man. All right. So with that out the way.
Also,
Twitch.
The Twitch, yes. I was going to say. The Twitch. Make sure you follow the Twitch. It'll also, like everything else, will be in the description box below. The link to our Twitch at PS&BS POD. Make sure you go follow that. Steals mainly. I was going to say we're getting some work done there, but if we're all being pretty transparent here, I'm going to go ahead and say Steals has been getting
I'm
some work done.
He bogarting every day Steals I get home. I'm like, all right, it's 4:00. I'm gonna jump on.
Nope.
He's live streaming. I'm like, dude, does he forgot the schedule? I thought the schedule was 2 to 4.
Listen, every time I ask, you're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow
Horizon
or Tuesday. Last week you said Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And you bogarted both?
I wasn't on Tuesday.
I'm right, so I'm glad when I start streaming, everybody will be sleeping.
Exactly.
All right, I'm making it clear, though, since this Friday, Travis will be streaming Tony Hawk Pro Skater Remake 1 and 2 demo.
Comes out Friday? Oh, damn.
The demo.
Wait a minute.
What about Avengers, man?
That's when you, whenever you can get on.
That's you.
That pretty much will be after.
I'm playing that game.
Womp,
it's
going to
be late.
It's going to be late. So if you want to see us play Avengers, hey, y'all going to be staying up for them Friday night? I'll stay up.
Bruh.
What the fuck is that?
I mean,
what does that mean?
We tried Friday.
All right, so we just keep close to the Twitch site.
Yeah, keep all that.
Just know
mind.
That. Just know that this week will be interesting.
You know
we
up.
Will have a schedule.
There'll be activity.
Soon.
Yes,
soon.
All
I like
all
that.
You gotta do
trust us
on your way
trust
home.
Trust us.
Trust us.
Send
It'll
me
be
that
up.
Message.
Trust
I plan
us.
On
just
streaming.
Like the PS5
okay,
right over there.
Our PS5's over there. Remember, trust us, guys.
Trust
it's
us.
Sitting over there. We're all looking at it.
Yeah. We didn't forget to do the power supply video either. Coming soon.
We haven't gotten that yet.
Yes. Yeah. Whenever they send it to us. All right. So with that being said, man, yo, Biggs, what you been up to, man? What's good?
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy Biggs. You already know.
Yep.
Most level one in the crew.
Yep.
You already know who this voice. Yep. Feel the butterflies. Just tell me the rest.
Oh,
of
yeah.
All right. Now let's hope he's Biggs. Let's get it. All right.
Get it.
So, you know what's crazy?
What was that? Was that ad libs?
I was ad libbing.
Whoa.
It was on point.
No, I like that. You know what's crazy? I was listening to, I think it was like episode 12 or something, a couple days ago. And I heard myself do that, and I did it slow. Like, I did it, yo, it's your boy Biggs. You know, when you hear this voice, and I'm feeling this and that. I was saying it slower. And then I said, you know, that's going to be my thing. I'm going to do that shit every episode. And I literally have since episode 12. I feel like that's fucking insane.
Hey, let's hit the button.
Yeah, there you go.
It was that's gonna be on a shirt, but he's not gonna be able to understand it.
Yeah,
like we said, eye test.
yeah, slashes.
Yeah, it's your boy Biggs, y'all. I'm back.
He back.
I'm back. You guys missed me. Did you?
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
Did you guys miss me?
Of course.
Did you guys miss me? I don't know. Probably nobody did, but, you know, whatever. I'm back on the soundboard. I know you guys like Trav on the soundboard. He did a pretty decent job in a Friday night DJ kind of way.
Yeah.
On Sunday morning. So that's cool. I took some time off from damn near everything, and I feel like it was very, very, very well needed. I'll explain a little bit of what I got done during that time off right before we get into BS. But with that being said, I've been playing the Legend of Heroes series, Trails. So that's what I've been on. All
right.
Nonstop.
What you been up on? Lex.
Wow. You saw that?
Yeah, almost.
You saw that? Yeah. I saw that audible.
Yeah. Lex. I almost forgot Lex was here.
Yeah. Omaha. Omaha. Omaha.
Y'all what's football up, everybody?
People, y'all know who that is.
Omaha.
Yeah, Peyton Manning, son, that's his audible. Yeah, he just yells Omaha man. Six times and then throws that way.
Yeah. Works every time. What's up, everybody? Statman here, the lead geek, the Game Whisperer.
Ooh. Late Night Lex.
Same thing, Last of Us 2, Ghost, and the Game of the Week.
The Game of the Week.
I think it should be more like late Night Lex.
Dude, later. Later.
In the wee-wee hours.
Wee-wee hours?
Yeah. Yeah,
you never heard that?
What's that time cutoff back in the day?
The wee wee hours?
No, not wee wee. The
it's
wee
the hours.
Oh, I thought it was wee wee. Oh, I thought it was wee.
See, try thinking about wee wee, y'all.
But you're wow.
Out of here, man. Try thinking
wow.
About wee.
Hey, time
wow. What? Pause.
So mature.
Pause.
Oh my god. What
was? We can't be doing this podcast this early.
What was the timestamp for, remember when BET had a certain time where
uncut when I turned into a man?
Yeah.
What bro, this is
okay.
PlayStation, right? Like, we're gamers,
yo.
Right? Yo. Like, we play video games and shit, right? Like, we're talking about PlayStation.
So y'all never heard of BET Uncut?
No, I did. I just didn't expect for you to say that. No, yeah, there was a cutoff time when, like, you would be watching one video and it'd be censored and, like, you know, bleeped out, and then the very next one was just like,
BET Uncut.
Ass out, diddy toe.
Yeah, so shout out to Nelly, Tip Drill.
Yeah.
They dance with no pants. All right, so, I believe we were on Lex. Yeah, right?
Sorry.
Let's get back to Lex.
Sorry, this is going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, I already said
it.
That's it.
All right.
Everybody forgot already, so sorry.
Bring it, right?
Yeah, you were
Game of the Week, Last of Us, Ghost.
He trying to make it up now.
All right,
what about you?
Steals.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Steals. 682 Resident Fat Boy in the building. You know, hitting the sticks. I haven't heard said that in a while. Hitting the sticks every day, at least this week.
All day?
What?
Yes.
All day, every day, or
not all night?
Not all. Ooh.
No.
Wow.
Ooh, gunshots.
I need a dolphin. I'm doing dolphin for that.
Wow. I mean,
I was on after everybody went to bed.
That's true.
You literally went back?
Yeah.
Of course.
Listen. Just because he's like the midnight vampire and he freaking plays.
He's Blade.
That late. I mean, I can't help Blade. It, man. I wake up at 3:40 in the morning every day.
Yeah.
I can't be up that late.
Yeah, you're not programmed like that yet.
There's another name for me, the daywalker.
Friday night, we were up to what, midnight? Friday night, we were up to midnight.
I saw it was a couple nights this weekend. It was a couple nights this weekend. Steals was on.
We played something this weekend.
We played World War Z.
We played World War Z.
Not Friday night.
Was it Thursday?
Was that Thursday?
We played.
Thursday. Right after the stream, we got on early.
We played.
Lex made sure. We played once a week. We played
Friday, I was on till midnight. And last night I was on till damn near 11 o'clock. What time we get up? We got up at 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
All right, viewers, we're not friends. We don't play with each other. Long story short.
Yeah, we are, and yes, we do.
All right, so I've been playing. I actually got in a little bit of hockey. Very little, yeah. Oh, wow. Edwin was like, let's play hockey, Bobby.
Do they
like,
have
why
the,
you got to make
do they have the feature
like
where you could like fight other players?
Where you can fight?
Yeah.
In the regular game, there's fighting.
Okay.
Like when you just play regular 5v5?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can fight.
Okay. That's all I played the hockey games for was that. Yeah. That. Oh, yeah. Oh, what did they
if
do this year?
If you hit someone wrong or whatever, it gives you the option to double tap triangle. To
one year it was like fight night. Like it turned into fight night.
Yeah.
Where the guys went.
That game needs to come back.
Fight night?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, fight night.
Shout out to Mike Tyson. Fighting the shark today.
We did play World War Z this week. Mm-hmm. Did get into that. Call of Duty. I hit up Season 5 a little bit. They brought back my most beloved AN-94.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The AN94 is back.
Wow. All
and right. There is a
they
new.
They dug into the. Isn't that Black Ops 2?
No, no, no. Two or three. Two.
They really dug into that.
Something like that. AN94 is back. Of course, it looks a little different. Everything coming out lately, like the Galil, it all looks like AK platform. Like it's just a different form of an AK. All
right.
You know, but. I haven't played Warzone yet. I don't know. It seems like, I don't know, but it seems like it maybe right now be the best time. Because you could just go to the furthest point of stadium, because that's where everyone's going to go, let them kill each other. And then eventually you go
hide
over
inside.
There.
Clean up.
Yeah. We did play some Fallout.
Fallout.
You want to talk about that late night dub?
Yeah, man. I got a win last night in Fallout Fall Guys. It was pretty awesome. We were playing. There was two teams of three. Well, I think we had four at one point.
Mm. Yeah.
And then there was another team of three, and we kept hooking up. As people left, we just made the party bigger. Yeah, finally got one. Made three finals. That was my fourth final.
Mm-hmm.
Got close a couple of times, second or third.
He did some Michael Jordan shit for that.
Yo, it was nuts. Yeah. Like,
jumped in the crown.
Like, for those of y'all who played the final one, there's like two ramps going up to the crown. Yep.
The left side is the best side, they said.
I went up the right side.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going up the right side, and I'm looking. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Because y'all moving
and
the same
right
speed.
As we both got there, I just dove.
Square, baby.
And it ended like this. Both people were just like this. And I'm like, did I win? Did I lose? Did I win? Did I lose? Did I win? I'm like, I didn't know because I didn't know what happened.
Right, right.
And then, boom, that put me on the pedestal.
I think the PS4 Pro gave him like a millisecond.
And that's what it was. The other guy had a regular
PS4.
Yeah, and he was playing on a 7-inch.
That's why I was getting out of
his response
too.
Time was like less than 5.
Yeah. He was playing on a regular TV.
Or more than 5.
That explains it.
Well, you know what? Get on my level.
Oh, wow.
Get on my level. That's a shirt.
Yes.
And it is possible.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. Right. Horizon, you know, y'all viewers know I've been hitting up Horizon.
Every day, all day.
Guaranteed this weekend by next episode, Horizon Zero Dawn will be done.
Hey, good. Let's go. Good. Let's go. I'm when is Persona sure. going to be done?
I'll let next. You know. I'll let you know when I get into my
okay,
into
cool.
my vacation.
All right. Vacation. You know your boy, the almighty Fall Guys, pretty much it for this week. Yeah. Also, last night, I watched The Tax Collector.
Ooh.
LaBeouf. Is this LaBeouf?
LaBeouf.
Yeah, LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. Whatever.
Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
Let's not butcher
Malcolm
it.
In the Middle. Ooh. He's back.
Steven Stevens.
Even Stevens?
Is it Even Stevens or Malcolm in the Middle?
Even Stevens.
Whatever show he was in, man. Transformers.
Y'all be giving me flack. Y'all whatever, be giving me
that
flack.
That was awful.
Whatever dude was in.
Shia LaBeouf, Malcolm in the Middle. Steven.
Hey, all I gotta say is if you got $6, if you have $6.99,
just say Steven just go Universe ahead and at that point.
Just go ahead and rent that, man. It's a good watch. If you're a fan of End of Watch, if you're a fan of Training Day, this is a must watch.
Yeah, I think the Training Day guys wrote it or produced it.
Yes, yeah. same dudes. So, and this movie is dark, gritty, good.
The
pacing is good. I love these movies.
I'm gonna watch it. I just know something's gonna happen that I don't want it to happen because I can already see it from here.
Yikes.
But I'm not gonna say anything.
The movie whisperer.
Yes, the movie whisperer. The cinema.
All I can say is that this has been, you know, due to COVID, I don't know what other movie has been that touched me like this.
Scoob, baby. Scoob.
I'm done. I actually watched Scoob. I watched Scoob before I watched Tax Collector. Guess what? I fell asleep.
Oh, shit.
Fell asleep and woke up at the end like, oh, okay. Cool.
Damn.
So they figured it out, like always.
Damn mingling kids. It wasn't even like it was dog. About friendship.
Yeah, man.
I told you guys.
Let a kids movie right. be a kids movie.
It wasn't like
God
the greatest
damn.
Movie ever. It was all right.
It was all right, but tax
serviceable.
Collector. Tax collector.
Serviceable.
So, all right, are we doing the challenge or are we doing game of the week?
Just the game of the week.
All right, let's knock out game of the week.
Week real quick, and then we'll do the challenge.
We'll do challenge, and then
we go to bigs.
Game of the week is special because 15 years ago, this game came out. And they remade it.
Oh.
Destroy All Humans remake.
Oh, okay. Oh, shit. You got it?
Let me tell you guys. Yeah.
It's out?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Came out in July.
It's crazy because that was literally a release last week. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Let me tell you. This game is awesome. For those of you that don't know, haven't played the original, Destroy All Humans is an open-world action-adventure video game that is designed as a parody of Cold War-era alien invasion films.
Yep.
Ooh, so the game, the game takes place mostly on Earth, where the Furon Cryptosporidium, also known as Crypto, is tasked by his superiors to gather Furon DNA, locked inside the human brainstems in order to save his race from cloning themselves into extinction.
What? Cloning themselves into extinction?
Yeah, so because the purest part of their DNA for them to survive and stuff like that is in humans.
Ah.
Got it.
All right. It's an awesome game. You got powers. Telekinesis. You can clone and copy humans. You can control humans, wipe their memory,
right,
fly your spaceship and destroy everything. You got different weapons. You got a jetpack. Wow. Awesome game. Complete remake. The art and style is much better. Smooth game. It's $40 right now.
Okay. Would you say it's one of those games where you like would just play if you want to just run around and fuck shit up?
Yes.
Okay.
This is like with powers. Yeah. If you're like, humans are,
I think of same like roles. GTA.
Yeah, it's like GTA, but you're an alien. Yeah, you're just messing everything up.
Right. Okay.
Fantastic game. It's also the original 1 and 2 are on PS now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen it. Okay, I've seen it.
But this remake is a remake. It's fantastic.
Remake
well,
of?
Looks well.
1 and 2?
Of 1. Remake. Of 1, the original.
Yeah, but you can play the original
on PS 1 now. And 2 on PS now, yeah. Huh. Which are fine. You know, that didn't really hold up well because the controls were awful in the original. Okay. They fixed it in 2.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But this one, all new controls. Awesome. Destroy All Humans remake.
Sweet.
All right.
Support it. Support these remakes that are actually remakes and are good.
And that's why I'm getting Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Me too.
And I got it in deluxe. I already bought it, pre-ordered. It's ready.
How much was it again?
50 for the deluxe, 40 for the regular.
This game was $20 on the Epic Store. Just saying.
PC and BS podcast coming soon.
I don't know. It's saving money, dog.
PC.
I
mean, dude, I'm, it's going to be a 3-person train on
so
that.
This is going to be a PC a podcast coming soon, guys. Hey, all the guys in the comments. These are actually PC guys in disguise.
Soon.
He plays PC. He plays PC. That's why he ain't seen him.
The announcement yet.
No.
Come
no.
next week, though.
He talking no.
We'll have a built PC.
Check their timestamp on the PlayStation
and
names,
then
man.
I'll be
see
able to go.
See when they last been logged in.
Guess what I got on Game Pass, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. He throwing money to Microsoft for the first time.
PCMR.
Here we go. All right, so let's get to this challenge, man.
Let's do it. Swallow.
Yeah. PS Now challenge.
PS Now challenge.
BLST, we doing it that way? How we doing it?
However. First things first, did y'all go over this last week?
No.
We didn't. Okay,
no.
So let's do it real quick.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do this real quick.
Yeah.
That's why you need to
So
PS Now challenge, again, for you people that have been here since day one, you already know what's going on. For you newer folk, I'm going to just give you a quick rundown on PlayStation Now. PlayStation Now is a service that lets you stream a library of PlayStation games on the PS4, which we all use it on.
Yeah.
And what we've decided to do is kind of go outside of our box and challenge one another to play a game that we wouldn't usually play or haven't played on PS Now.
Right.
And this week we're kind of doing it a little different. It's a different
we're going
method of picking the game.
Yeah, last couple of challenges we've come up with ideas to do it differently, so it's just not play that game.
Yeah. Right. So this week we're doing it a little differently. Trav, you want to go ahead and explain this thing you got?
It was actually Bobby's idea.
Oh, Steals?
I mean, yeah.
Go ahead. Describe it.
So basically, every time we've done this so far, we've picked names out of a hat randomly.
Right.
And it just so happened that first time I picked Biggs, he picked me. Lex picked Trav. Trav picked Lex. Mm-hmm. Next time I picked Lex, he picked me.
There's only one more combination to do.
So technically, there's only one more combination. I know some of you are like, oh, there's only four of you. Yeah, but, you know, like, I could have picked Biggs. Biggs could have picked Trav. It was just weird that we both picked each other. They picked each other.
It's simple math, maybe.
Yeah. So there's only certain outcomes. I said we could either randomly pick, or I'm like, you know what, Trav, let's just knock it out. I pick yours, you pick mine. Biggs picks Lex, Lex picks Biggs. And we said, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, all right. Now, as the last time we did, we picked a genre. We each picked a genre out of a hat, a random genre out of a hat, and you had to pick a game in that. This time, I said, what if we pick two games, a game that person would love to play, like their bread and butter, cup of tea type of game, and then a game that they would hate to play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then at first I mentioned writing them on like index cards and then you pick, but then Trav, of course, you know, 2020, let's get technical with it. You know, he found this cool little spinner app
Yeah.
And each slice of the pie has hate, love, hate, love, hate, love.
Mm-hmm.
You press the button and let the wheel choose. All
right, cool.
And the when wheel it lands of on misfortune, it, baby.
Exactly. And when it lands on it, whether it's the love or the hate, that's the game they got to play. I feel we should
announce
both games.
Yep. So you know what's on the.
So we can get the reaction.
So you know what's on the roulette table.
Yes, we're trying to get reactions.
So I'm gonna go first since I'm dealing with the wheel just to get it out the way.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you what your two games is. And I'm gonna let you press the button.
Sweet.
All right. So let's go back to my list of games.
Oh boy. It's so funny though because all
right, here we go.
I'm pretty sure we're in the same category.
Should I tell you what you gonna like? Love, or which one, or hate?
It don't matter. Give it to me.
All right, so I'm going to give you the hate.
Okay.
All right. Battle Chasers Night War. Okay. Battle Chasers Night War is a RPG inspired by classic console greats featuring deep dungeon diving, turn-based combat presented in a classic JRPG format and rich story driven by exploration of the world.
You know what's funny? I saw that game last night when I was looking for yours, and that was on my list. But that's not the game I picked.
All right. Damn, so that's your hate.
That's my hate.
All right. Now I picked two for just in case you played one. I know the other you never played.
Okay.
All right. So this one is love. Payday 2 Crime Wave.
Never played it.
Payday 2 is an action-packed four-player co-op shooter. Once again, lets gamers don the mask of the original Payday crew, Dallas, Hawkson, Wolf, and Chains as they descend on Washington, D.C. for an epic crime spree. Okay. So pretty much first person.
I've thought about trying those games. They looked cool. I've just never did it. Never
and we can play it together because I have it on my.
There you go. Perfect.
All right, so let's get to the wheel of misfortune.
Get back to the wheel of misfortune.
All right, when it goes to one, just go ahead and hit the wheel.
What I got?
Yes! He got the love.
He got love, baby.
So he avoided the turn base.
No turn base.
He avoided it.
Wow. Payday 2. Right, I'm about it. Sweet.
Congrats, sir.
Sweet. All right.
So I guess I'll go second. So I have searched mine. So I have them in my search history.
All right. Cool.
I also have picked you a turn-based game because it's so hard. Like we both play almost everything.
Yeah.
But we both don't like turn-based JRPG type games.
Yeah.
So here's the hard. The
Persona
the
1.
Ark. The Lad, Twilight of the Spirits.
Yeah, once the name is that long, I know the game is longer.
Ark the Lad, Twilight of the Spirits is a 2003 tactical role-playing video game developed by Cattle Call and published by Sony Computer Entertainment. It is the sixth game released in the Ark the Lad series and the first game released on the PS2.
Yikes.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
Good luck, Trav.
I looked at it. It's really clunky. Everything's reading. You got to read everything.
Oh my god! All right,
XXXXX.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the love. Let's go to the love. Let's go for what I would like.
All right, the one you would like. I went ahead and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna wait. Where the fuck did it go?
Oh shit! There it is. He lost it.
He lost it.
There it is. You said you really wanted to play this. I went ahead since I did him wrong and he never played my game. I want to actually go ahead and do it. You said you really wanted to play this. Yeah. So the game that you're going to love is Hello Neighbor.
Okay. I downloaded it, but then like I never booted it up. So
there it is. Hello Neighbor is a stealth horror game about sneaking into your neighbor's house. I guess.
Fright Night, baby.
Sneaking in people's houses. Yeah, and yeah.
Fright Night.
That's what
turns Trav on.
Okay.
We in here.
Figure out what horrible secrets he's hiding in the basement.
Oh, I'm going to get there too.
So those are
your
two
live games. Streaming, baby.
Hello Neighbor is love.
Live streaming that.
Ark of the Lad is hate. Let's see what you get.
All right.
Push the button.
Three, two, one. All right, guys. Let's get this love. Let's get love back. No! Oh! No! Oh! No!
Oh! Looking like the tactical turn base. Bye bye, neighbor. Bye bye.
Damn. He's going to have to wait for the neighbor.
Shit.
Arc the lead it is.
All right.
Sorry, sir.
Damn.
Right. So I'll
So who's
you
next?
You want me to give me or you want me to give you?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. All
right, let's get through this quick.
Relax. All right. You want the good or the bad?
I don't care.
Okay. All right, all right. So for the like, for the good games, I got you two just in case you've played one of them. First one I got for you is Origami. Have you played Origami?
No.
Okay.
That's the thing when you fold papers up and make them into
that's
a bird.
Origami. That's origami.
Origami. I know, I'm just talking shit.
I believe you.
It's an action-adventure stealth video yes. game.
All right.
The player takes the role of Origami, an assassin with supernatural abilities. The player can teleport.
You never played this?
The player can teleport between shadows so. And faces an enemy army that goes by the name of Kaiho. This
Kaiho,
opposing
that sound like some
this
shit
opposing place, army please. Is formed by mystical warriors with the power to control light. So it's a it looks great. Like I feel like you'd really appreciate the art in it.
Yeah, I know this game. I haven't played it, but I know this game.
Okay,
awesome. 9 out of 10.
Dude, looking through all those role playing games, I came across a bunch that I think you would love.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, for sure. All
right, so I got that for Origami, and then for the one that you would not. That you would hate it, but here's the thing. When you guys think of like games that Lex hates, the first thing that comes to your mind is
multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Okay. That doesn't come to my mind when it comes to things
really?
That Lex hates.
Okay.
When I think of games
that
Lex doesn't
that'll make
like,
me miserable.
It's controls.
The thing that Lex hates about a video game
frame
either,
rates.
Whether it's multiplayer or single player is graphics.
Right. Frame
performance.
Rate. Performance, yep.
So wow. I chose a game that to me it fits his what he likes in a game, it just doesn't look good. So
fucking Minecraft.
He might like the game.
Oh.
No. Not Minecraft.
Is it one that I think it
so
Roblox.
The name is Get Even.
Oh shit.
Oh, I seen that one.
He Googled it right
you
now.
You actually seen it?
Yeah.
It's called Get Even.
It's another
it's
horror
a horror
game.
Game.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
oh, okay.
A horror game.
It's a horror game. Cole Black wakes up in an old abandoned asylum. He is confused, and his sole memory is the attempted rescue of a teenage girl with a bomb strapped to her chest. With a strange technology fused to his head, he used to read and replay human memory, Black travels into the depths of his own mind to discover the truth about his past. Every step he takes leads to the mysterious Red, whose intentions are difficult to guess.
All right.
So it's one of those psycho thriller horror games, but it doesn't look good. I don't know how you
spin that wheel, Lex. Spin the wheel, Lex.
This game just got added to PS.
Spin the wheel, sir.
All right, I don't care. Go. Let's get it over with.
Let's get it over. It's like a Band-Aid. Just rip it off.
There you go. Origami.
Oh, it's love. It's love. It's love. Oh!
What?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I thought that was going to the love.
I thought it was going to love, low-key. It's hate. It's hate, baby.
All right, so Get Even. Good luck, sir. I mean, it won't be too terrible.
Too terrible.
I would have gave you 4 honor, but I didn't.
You should have.
That's what you should have gave him.
No, you should have gave fucking Siege.
He told Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah. Then I would have played with him.
Yeah.
No,
Lex, we all four could have played.
No, we're not up that late.
I'm ready, sir. Whenever you're ready, sir.
So for hate, which is probably going to be a bit more difficult. Let's pick love because that's probably going to be more difficult. Okay. I picked Greedfall.
Wow, I was actually going to download that last night. Literally.
Sweet.
I was going to download that for myself.
He actually played it like a couple days ago, and I was like, oh, I know what this game of the week is.
I
seen it pop up.
I tried it. There's the why that wasn't game of the week was one stupid thing.
Oh, yikes.
I mean, for me.
What?
The fucking text is like this big. I can't. And there's reading in. It's a role playing game.
Right. Yeah. It's dialogue.
So I'm like, they're like, hey, look. And I'm like,
what the fuck?
Can't stand that. That happened with The Witcher
microphone.
And they patched it.
Microphone. Yeah. Or not microphone.
Greedfall.
Where is it? There you go.
I don't even have it here. Oh, whatever.
So that's right. The love.
RIB. Yeah,
Greedfall.
Baseball.
Engage in a core role playing experience and forge the destiny of a new world, seeping with magic. And filled with riches, lost secrets, and fantastic creatures. Ooh. With diplomacy, deception, and force, become part of a living, evolving world. Influence its course and shape your story.
If you
wanted a Mass Effect, this is Mass Effect.
This
but
looks lit.
Like, good.
Okay.
All right.
Hate.
Hate. There's
NBA Jams.
RBI
two.
Baseball.
There's two.
He gave me a playground. NBA Playground.
I wish Streets of Rage was.
You hate those games?
I don't like those games. I'm just not good at
them. So one of them was
Cuphead.
Beyond Two Souls? Okay, perfect. Dude, it's not, you know what? Do I have to even describe Beyond Two Souls?
No, you don't. Go ahead.
It was either that or Limbo.
I beat Limbo.
All right.
I had a feeling you would play Limbo.
I beat Limbo.
So Beyond Two Souls.
Hit that spin, man. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's recording. Hurry up.
Spin time.
What are you waiting for?
Give me Greedfall, man. Come on. Fuck me.
Fuck.
I'm the only one that got love.
Anybody, only one person got love.
That's that. God damn it.
You'll be fine, dude. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. At least it's something.
Next time I'm going to make it where it says 50-50. Half of it is that.
Don't worry. I'll play it on PC. We're good.
Yeah.
Hear what we talk about? You see what we talk about?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right, let's, I mean, unless you want a slideshow.
All right, so go ahead, Baze. Get into your quarantine, man.
Yes. Okay, okay.
Your vacation.
Quick, as briefly as I could, because we still got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do.
So this past week, I took a little vacation. Just a precaution. No, yeah. I wasn't sick. I wasn't feeling under the weather. Nothing like that. Just a precaution.
Got a
scare. Decided to stay home.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is I was supposed to say, I don't know if I went over it an episode before, but I was supposed to say something last episode, but mm-hmm. I missed it,
yes.
About how my life has been lately with time management.
Yeah.
My time management has been like at the lowest that it's ever been for me. And I've been having trouble finding hours in the day to do certain things between work and doing stuff
on podcasts,
editing videos, this and that. I found less and less time to do things that I started the year doing, and like habits that I formed were starting to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was just really in a weird place on how to tackle it. Like, yeah. I had conversations with different people.
He's about to burn out.
Yeah, like I had conversations with different people on like, yo, like how can I create more time? Like, I wanted to create more than 24 hours in a day,
right?
Because I still wanted to, you know, watch anime, play games for myself, stream, you know, just a big part of me. Like, honestly, it may sound silly to y'all, but my waves were like a big part of like,
oh my god,
yes, yes.
So like the beginning of the year, like
treating
my waves and stuff like that was something that kept me occupied, kept me busy, it kept me just determined,
kept my arm strong.
It was all that. So that was a big deal for me too, and that was falling off. I was like, damn, I need more time. Like, I want to get with that. I want to play this. I want to edit that. And I feel like this time off that I was just blessed, now that I see it as like a blessing in disguise, it gave me the opportunity to treat my hair back to how I want it to look and feel.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get out the state of play reaction. I edited that through, edited the episode, mm-hmm. kind of like same day. So I had like the whole week off, and I used most of that time to play Trails in the Sky. And mm-hmm. When I say I used it to play Trails in the Sky, I mean I am done with the Trails in the Sky trilogy. I beat 2 and 3 during my 1 week vacation.
Wow.
I'm now halfway through Trails from Zero. So all I need is the second Trails from Zero, and then I'm back to Cold Steel 3. So that time has really blessed me to just like get really in my bag with this big game series that I've been trying to tackle for the past couple months. So
that's nice.
I'm way ahead of schedule.
2.5?
Yes, I'm way ahead of schedule.
RPG games in 1 week?
Yes. It was no, like, it was insane. But I feel like I needed it. I feel like I was really backtracking, trying to keep up with everything. I'm glad I was just able to, like, abandon everything and just get back into what I love to do, and which was, you know, at the time that. So, it was definitely a great time off, but I'm happy I'm back. I actually hated every moment that I was editing last week's episode.
And you wasn't in
because
it.
Because I wasn't in it. So it was
he
just
kept
like
texting us. He's like, I can't believe y'all said that.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And when he hit me with the, what the steals? Like, first 2 minutes of the
Yeah. That's
he's
something
like, really?
you never pressed on until it's practice time. No. But it's okay. You guys like travel on the soundboard. I appreciate him for stepping up. Y'all did still do a great episode.
Yeah, it's going to be hot potato with that thing. That's for sure.
Yeah. But yeah.
I want to run it next.
All right, you got it. I'm cool.
Even if Biggs is here, I just want one weekend.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. But yeah, that was a...
Reach over.
I appreciate the time off. There you go. I appreciated the time off, but I also appreciate to be back. So
welcome back.
Yes, sir.
The boys.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Guess
welcome
who's
back.
Back.
Hey. You heard that May song?
The what?
Okay, never mind.
You don't know who
I heard. I heard.
Damn. All right, man.
If it's not Drake, you don't know.
Exactly. That's very, very true.
All right, man. So let's get into some BS.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
All right. We got a few things on the docket today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's get into this Disney Plus.
Oh.
Disney to release Mulan online September 4th on Disney Plus for $30.
Before you say anything, non-musical and no Mushu. Now you can go ahead and say whatever you want to say.
Well, that's, I knew there was no Mushu.
Yeah, that was
no,
like the, Mushu, that made not, people, that was people pissed off off top.
Yeah.
So, and for people, and for them to charge the 30, like, yeah. Remember, I said earlier this episode, I watched Tax Collector, which was in the same boat for COVID, supposed to go to the movie theaters. I watched $7. It, rented for $6.99, $7.
Yeah.
For them to throw this $30 out?
But will that be for, like, to keep it on your Disney? Like, it'll I'm be assuming, on your Disney Plus?
I'm $30, that's not a rental. Right, that's a right. That's an ownership.
Yeah.
And there's whispering of Black Widow getting the same treatment.
Yeah.
If they add a rent option, I'd be fine with the 30 to buy. As long as
30
you add,
to buy?
If you do 30 bro, to buy, then
the average, price of a digital anything is like $20.
$20.
Disney. 30 is...
Do you Disney. See, you got a tax.
I just want to say I've never rented...
There's no tax on digital.
I haven't rented a digital movie.
Oh, so he's in the black web.
Bro.
Years. No. I buy movies.
So you're yeah. encouraging.
So if I
want to
see a
buy.
Movie, I got to make sure I really want to see it.
Oh, I rent.
I don't rent.
I rent.
I don't see the point in why they're...
Until they get
Netflix
released.
Don't charge for movies or series. Besides the normal. Right.
But they also, right.
Hulu
they also
don't either.
They also don't upload movies that are like... In like supposed to be in theaters.
Yeah.
No, true. But understand.
I'm okay with paying. If they want to throw a movie out and they say, all right, it's going to be $10 or $8 because
it's just
supposed
too
to be
much.
A
that's
brand new
argument.
One. That's cool. I'm cool right. with that because it's a new movie coming out.
So you
I get
bought
it
school?
With the whole pandemic and stuff like
yeah,
that.
I bought it. Even though it released on HBO
but
Max.
$30 so, yeah. to watch a series?
Gotcha.
Nah.
The only issue is price.
Nah, not happening.
The only issue.
Yes.
Price.
It should be zero. It's a fucking series.
No, it's not a series. It's a movie.
I thought it was a series.
No, it's a movie. Thing. No, it's a movie.
It's Mulan.
Mulan, the movie.
I thought it was
It's just
a
like
series.
How they did The Lion King. They did...
Jungle Book.
Yeah, Jungle Book, Aladdin. Yeah.
It's all about timing.
Even worse then. I'm paying fucking $30 for a movie from a streaming service that I'm already giving them money. Fuck that. I didn't kiss my ass.
What?
DLC, baby. No DLC. Way.
DLC, baby, no on streaming
microtransactions.
Platform. No way.
See this. I can see this being like part of... Streaming platforms, I can see them doing this, like especially for movies that
I'll
was supposed to go to movie theaters. I can see them doing this for Fast and the Furious. I can see them doing this for John Wick. I can see them doing this to Matrix.
Here's the thing, babe.
You won't play
these movies. Cost.
No, we complain
for John
about
Wick?
Paying fucking $20
Matrix?
And $40 popcorns are going to the movie theaters. You think I'm going to pay the same price to sit on my couch?
No. Let's say if this was $20.
No, I'm not paying that.
$20. No,
I'm already paying for a service. Give me the damn shit.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you say. At that point, that's all you say. You say okay and let Lex finish.
How much are pay-per-views? $8?
Pay-per-views?
Yeah.
Like fights?
No, they have pay-per-view movies that you can buy and rent as well.
Oh, yes.
$8.
We just said
it might be $12 or $15.
Yes, I said that. If you're renting it, it's about
renting
that.
About
buying is 20. Is
buying is 20.
Well, I mean, where's
that extra 10 from? Right.
That's, that's why I said if they give the rent option on top of the buy, then it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Right.
It's
just, I mean, some
still think that's
fine. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention earlier. I did watch Deep Blue Sea 3.
Oh, my God.
Lex, what are you going to say?
I didn't pay for that one.
I'll wait 2 months and I'll pirate it off of cinema.
Nova TV.
For free.
Shout out.
Yeah. Why are we shouting out
their
the
opinions,
dark web?
Their opinions are their own. I
what you think, Lex? What do you think?
Sorry, Lex. I am not going to, you know, further.
No, I honestly want to hear Lex.
Your stock.
Yeah, man. You're screwing up my money.
So sorry. All right. So let's quiet it for Lex. Okay. Lex,
no,
go ahead.
Really?
What does Lex?
Wow.
What go to the movies.
I'm back,
damn it.
By the way.
No, I mean, the price uptick is because of timing.
Yeah.
It's releasing at home. And not in theaters, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's not in theaters. So that's, they got to make money.
But a lot of movies are doing this. Tax Collector did it. There was a movie before that.
Wait, stop right there. Tax Collector does not have anywhere near the budget as Mulan.
Right.
One.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Mulan budget is like, Tax Collector is, come on. I can see it from the trailer. It's just settings and people and actors.
Right.
This is Mulan. You know what I'm saying? This is a huge property.
So you're saying they're going to do this to Fast and the Furious and all that?
If they do, it's going to be that money. It's going to cost that because these movies are big. They cost a lot of money to make.
So I'm trying to think what was the biggest.
I'm not saying it's right.
You're telling me, or wrong.
All I'm saying, if they made
a Mulan version of Shrek or a Shrek version of Mulan, but they took Donkey out, you're going to pay $30 to see a movie without Donkey?
You know, actually, now that I think about it, $30
He's like half the movie.
Now that when Lex said they got to make their money, and now I'm thinking about it.
Think about it. They got to pay the streaming bandwidth. They got to pay all
and
that.
Not only that. Not even thinking about that. What I'm thinking is if you pay $30 for Mulan and watch it at home.
You're saving money.
And you have you, Kat, and let's say you got your homegirl that come through and somebody else.
You're saving money.
Let's say you got four bodies there and y'all watching a $30 Mulan showing. In the theater, y'all each would be paying $10-$12.
Right, just to walk through the door. Just to walk through the door.
Yeah.
Right.
$15 to walk through the door. $5 for drinking.
So I get that. Listen, so I get it.
Because you know people are gonna do
it. But if you're just doing it just for you, then yeah, it's a waste of money.
How many movies / show does Netflix put out every year?
But they're not made for the cinema. They're not made for the movie theater.
They're not new.
This was slated for the movie theaters. It's like how they have Loki and all the other shows. This is one that was probably going to be on IMAX. This was probably going to be 3D.
Yeah, because Netflix brings their movies out. Even if this movie was coming to the theater,
I wouldn't be watching it. So
I know, but I'm just saying in general from a business
$30
perspective,
on top of
they
got to
make their money. Yeah, they're not making.
I understand. They're not making. I'm not thought about it like that. I understand.
Right. Because I don't think
$12 a month. I don't think
Mulan is going to drive more subscribers.
That's where the money comes from
to the platform.
I don't get it because
of what you said,
right? Because
I don't have any.
If Black Widow
I'm not
does
jumping
it,
to go watch
I am
it.
Doing. Yeah, if no. Black Widow does it, I have. I'm doing it.
No,
oh yeah,
I won't be watching.
My
Black
sister,
Widow, I'll
my
do
sister's
it
the biggest Disney fan I ever met, and she has not said a word about Mulan. And she watched the reveal trailer. She's not.
I mean,
she's not in it. Yeah, like,
listen,
she's not in
nobody
it
asked for Mulan.
Right, right,
nobody
exactly asked for it. Exactly.
Especially without Mushu.
Yeah,
yeah. Seriously. Without that, you kind of
people are asking for Black Widow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now if they say right now, hey.
And that's the movie we were supposed to go watch together on my birthday, right?
Black Widow, no Scarlett.
Black Widow, yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
November 6th now. They pushed it back to November
6th. Black Widow, no Scarlett, baby.
Oh, that's going to be nice, right?
What if one? What if they say, what if they say Wonder Woman on Disney DC Universe? $30.
Nope.
I'm there.
I'm still going to be there.
That's you.
No matter what hallway I take.
All right. So
next unboxing.
Like
next
I said, cinema. And by the way, November 6th is my wedding anniversary weekend. So
wow, Black Widow wants to be on something in your life.
It wants to be in your life.
You're watching that.
You
movie
need to watch.
Yeah,
it.
You're watching it. Yeah,
you're watching that movie, bro. It's fate. I'm sorry.
It's fate, baby.
I'm sorry, bro. That doesn't
it wants
happen
to be in your life. Stop next turning it away.
All right. Next. All right.
Scarlett Johansson on my anniversary. My wife will be down for that.
Oh shit.
I got this Lex and movie stuff. Do you want to bring it up this week or you want to hold it?
Which one? The
you got a lot.
Everything.
You got John Wick, Knight Rider. I mean,
next week.
You got like a whole bunch of. All right, so let's. Anybody else got? Oh, Bobby, you had some curbside.
Oh, I just went to the meat market yesterday. People sleep on a meat market all the time, man.
Oh shit, I never been.
You never been
on going.
So you go to like Walmart and Publix and buy your meat.
I buy meat. Made
he buys pizza rolls.
Yeah, like I buy
taquitos.
Like I buy
wings. Where's your mama go? Where your daddy go?
I don't know.
You just know it's food in the house.
I
all
just
right,
know
cool
food, yeah, exactly food in the house. Yeah. Listen, I'm an adult, but not like that much of an adult.
Yeah, yeah,
you better learn this shit. You better learn this
went
shit.
I paid my phone.
We went to the meat market yesterday. And
my phone bill.
We got a shit ton of meat. We got about 28 days. And when I say days, I mean breakfast and lunch for me and my wife. Ooh. So two full meals. 28 days worth and 2 weeks worth of breakfast for $200.
Say no more.
Damn.
It's like how you do it, man?
That's 2 months worth of food, bro.
Yeah.
Get I thought you were going to say $2,800.
Pork chop loins like this was $22.
Shit. All right.
I got pork chops like that thick out of it, man.
So that sounds like some premium content, like where to get your meat. Yeah. Coming soon.
Where to get your
I love
meat
the meat market, man. They got some good shit. All right. I'm making some oxtails today.
Monday.
Yeah, I got some oxtails.
I'll let your boy. I'll be there 9:30.
Making some braised oxtails today.
Why you going so late?
So late?
No. Tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
That's my lunch time. We eat lunch at 9:20.
All right. Oh, so yeah,
if you come at 9:30, it's gonna be gone.
So let's get into this shit, man. This has been an uproar for the last week, man. Let's get to some gaming news, man. Marvel Avengers, Sony. They more in bed. They, I don't know, what's the next level of being in bed with a company? What are they, like, married?
Being inside?
No, they're intimate.
No, that's being in bed. But now they're like, they're married now. They're married.
They're growing old together.
All right. Cuddle. So if you don't know, Marvel Avengers, the video game, and PlayStation have a union. Yes. That union has some benefits.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the benefits is your neighborhood friendly.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, whatever. I'm mad. Spider-Man. No, I'm not mad. Because I'm Sony, baby. I'm playing it.
All right. We're not mad. Just to let you know.
I'm sorry for the PC master race that wanted to play Spider-Man at 100 frames per second. It's not going to happen.
160 frames.
190. Yeah, that ain't going to happen, baby. 30 and 60, baby.
You know what's crazy?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Real quick. When I saw, I think it was yesterday or the day before, literally, PlayStation posted a trailer of Avengers, and the bitch said,
whoa.
I'm sorry. The shit said, Marvel Avengers Advantage trailer. PlayStation Advantage trailer.
They got an advantage.
I said, holy shit.
So Spider-Man's an advantage?
I said, holy shit. No, because like not just Spider-Man. So when they hit
everybody with that hook, right?
Yeah.
They said, you know what? We got to send them home with another announcement. Marvel Avengers on PS4 and PS5 will get timed exclusive cosmetics for each hero.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they sent them home with that one.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right. Your thoughts.
So here's the question.
Here's the
discussion.
Oh, God.
Discussion.
Is this anti-consumer?
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah.
Don't open up this bag of worms.
We have to.
We it have is. No time.
It is, but
quickly, is that anti-consumer?
Explain real quick. Just give me
that means if you're a consumer, doesn't matter where, if let's say you have a PlayStation and you have an Xbox, are you happy with this? Are you happy if you don't have a PlayStation? No. Right?
Right.
If you have an Xbox or a PC, you're kind of like, damn, I can't play Spider-Man. If there's crossplay in the future, I'm shit out of luck when a Spider-Man shows up on my screen and I can't even play as him.
Well, here's the thing. The Xbox fanboys, they always talk about, oh, exclusives and exclusive this, exclusive that. They always talk shit about, oh, we're right, swinging around on webs. You know, so I don't think they truly care.
I thought Xbox didn't care about exclusivity.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Exactly. They do not push the exclusivity thing as Sony. Sony seems like, with this announcement, there's rumblings of more shit like this where third-party games are in bed with Sony all the way.
They pretend like
let's say Call of Duty. Let's say Call of Duty comes out and they say, hey, zombie mode is only on PlayStation.
Well, I mean, for the last 2 or 3 years, all these demos and all the DLCs closed demos only, and shit like that, PS4 gets it weeks before Xbox.
Right, yeah, like a month before. But yes, but let's say Spider-Man is not coming to Xbox ever.
No.
Well, it kind of makes sense.
This is not timed.
Isn't Spider-Man on PlayStation 4 an exclusive?
Understand, but that's a whole nother.
Not if they bring the same character.
That's Insomniac or whatever who made Spider-Man.
But what if it's actually Peter Parker from that game?
They're talking about a whole game.
It's not going to be.
What he's saying is me playing Spider-Man with someone who's playing it on Xbox.
Or PC or whatever.
Or PC. They see Spider-Man and it's like, because is that game cross-platform?
They're saying that in the future.
There was actually a fix I was looking up about like the whole thing. If you like, there's a fix to it. If you don't have Spider-Man, you just buy a PS4.
Yeah, that's what they said. I saw that on Twitter. They said Square Enix.
Just buy a PS4.
Just buy a PS4.
So I'll say it in the overall scheme of things. Okay, let's start with this. Spider-Man, everybody has to get this in their brain right away. These companies are not your friends.
Period.
These companies are a business, and they will do everything in their power
to Sony make ain't sure fair.
That their business is number one, and they get your business, and they have the best properties for you to buy from their business.
Right.
The sooner people realize that they're not your friends, that we're not employees, we're just consumers, then you'll understand the basis of this. It's not their fault. This is competition. This is what it is.
Right.
Sony wants to be on top, and they don't want to give up that throne.
You know, this
and anything. Wait, one more thing. Anything that has to do with Spider-Man, everybody has to know from this point forward, it is very obvious that Spider-Man is going to be on Sony. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 has Spider-Man, but guess who does the voice? The same guy from the PS4. So they are making sure that that character, that voice, it's probably going to be the same voice actor. I'm not sure. I haven't read deep into it. I won't be surprised if it is because it's an exclusive.
Right.
They're trying to build their Spider-Man guy in a universe of games.
I mean, and Sony, weren't they doing all the Spider-Man movies anyways?
Of course, of course.
So this is all. This has all been a plot.
So this is something.
But go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think this is what you're saying. Yes, Sony, Microsoft PCs or whatever. Yes, they're all big business. I don't think it will hurt Sony. I don't think it will ever hurt PlayStation. But I think when it comes to consumers, it will rub. Them wrong when it comes to Square Enix.
And
Square Enix will get the blunt of this. When it comes from other...
But like, at the same time, they're a business and they want to make money. And they know their character is going to be purchased and seen more on the biggest platform in gaming.
Just wait till they add cloud. Just wait till they add cloud.
All I'm saying is that they said this is just the beginning of Sony's announcements with third-party games.
Yeah.
And they're not playing fair this
time
around.
That's the name of the game.
We trying to win
the
this
shit
generation
that I've heard
or what?
And seen online. If it comes to, I don't even want to speak into existence. All I know is that it's gonna make no sense to even play games on PC if this shit happens.
Listen, man, Sony kicking knees.
I'm gonna tell
man.
You that right
fair.
Now. If this shit happens, you might as at this point. I'm like, why even put Marvel on other systems? Just make it just like your remake Final Fantasy. Just make that shit on PlayStation. Why even put it on other systems if it's missing? The last time they did anything close
to
this,
Final Fantasy's time though.
I know it's time, but what I mean is Spider-Man is not timed. And the last time they even did something remotely close to this was back in Soul Calibur when they had Spawn
Darth Vader
for PlayStation, and what was it, Link?
Link for Switch.
For Nintendo.
That's the last time they've ever done anything crazy like that.
I like that. It's like Pokemon when you
but
can't
that's
get
what
certain,
I'm like, if
Pokemon
Square Enix should have did some shit like this where they, Spider-Man over here, Wolverine over there. They could have did some shit like that, but
so why didn't Xbox step to the plate and add a character?
Because when these deals are getting cut, when these deals are getting cut, there's no. When business is getting cut, you can't just go to the next company and try to outbid. You can't bring that business across the street.
No, like what if Xbox?
Microsoft
like
didn't know this deal was happening.
I'm saying like, but what if Xbox does like a DLC, like only available on Xbox?
Well,
like
what I mean,
launch.
They didn't know Sony was. Doing this
right, but now that they do, it's
they
possible,
can't
right?
go. No, it's in ink. It's the ink is dried. Once you see this, the ink is dried. There's no
so no
you can't
possible
compete.
Plans for DLC. Microsoft
that
would
be
shit.
No. That's etiquette. You can't take your contract and say hey
all at the same time.
You see, you see Sony over here. They paid $1 million. Xbox can say, oh, I got $4 million for you. The ink's already dried. It's too late at this point. They can re up on the next game.
Okay,
they can try it next time. It's just like with Call of Duty when PlayStation used to do the exclusivity first. Then 360 came around, and then they had the exclusivity. Then PS4 came around, and then they grabbed it.
Yeah,
just like Bungie did with Destiny with PS4. The guns, the missions. I mean, that's
it's whoever jumps to the table first.
Yeah, that's what it is. And look, we all know by now, myself, I can speak for myself for sure. These companies have different visions, different paths.
Yeah.
And one of the main reasons why I chose PlayStation is that they have the path that I want to go down because they have the games that I want to play.
Yeah.
They got everything.
You know, they have
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, come on. And,
your son
and,
is going to be pissed if he ever booted up the PC.
So, So Xbox is clearly going a different path with things, and that's fine.
We got Fable.
We have options.
They have Fable. We don't have Fable.
But
that's fine. That's fine.
I it sucks.
I don't care.
I'm not going to agree. It sucks for people who. But this that one character to me does not make or break this game. I didn't expect Spider-Man to be in this game.
Yeah, I didn't expect it either.
Spider-Man, they're pushing for being an Avenger, but in the comic books, he really was and wasn't.
He's a sister.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just like there was a Fantastic Four that was Wolverine, Ghost Rider, Hulk, and somebody, I forgot who it was. Wolverine, I forgot the fourth one. But like, yeah, he's like not an Avenger really. They're pushing that thing, but he's on and off. The Avengers, we know who the Avengers are.
Yeah.
They have always been. So this character, for me, if they never would have announced it, I would have been like, whatever.
Quick question. Yeah. I didn't look too deep into this. Is the Spider-Man dropping?
Oh, Silver Surfer.
Sorry. Is the Spider-Man dropping with the game at release, or is this down the road kind of thing?
I don't know.
They announced it pretty quick.
They haven't showed anything. They know they don't
they
have
shit. They did Hawkeye, and they were like, Spider-Man.
they know they don't have shit.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was back-to-back.
In that Advantage trailer that I saw that's so fucking ridiculous, I can't believe they called it that, they were showcasing the costumes that you get exclusive whatever. Dude. They're showcasing that. And then it says, and you get Spider-Man symbol. That's it. They don't have anything to show. I don't think it'll be that much.
The Hawkeye news was like, oh, we're giving you Hawkeye. Everybody's like,
I saw this on my way. I saw this also. Right. I saw this get announced on Twitter on my way here. I don't know if it's true. Don't bash me in the comments if it's fake. But they said Verizon also got a deal with Marvel. And if you have like their Verizon up. Does anybody here have Verizon?
No.
Who? They're too expensive.
Well, all these phone companies have like a certain day where they give out coupons and free shit. Like T-Mobile has T-Mobile Tuesdays and they give out free shit. On Verizon's, they're actually giving out cosmetics for Marvel's Avengers where it's all like red and silver.
Red suit.
Verizon suits. Yep.
Wow. Look.
That's like Kingdom Hearts 3. If you order on Amazon, you get like an Amazon
Twitch
Keyblade.
Prime. It is what it is, bro. It is what it is.
Twitch Prime with Switch. Smite. Yeah. Twitch Prime. Right. They always giving out shit exclusive. All right, stuff.
Let's keep it moving, man.
RIP Xbox is what it is.
RIP Xbox.
You heard it here first.
Rocksteady has announced it's working on a Suicide Squad game.
Let's get it.
Going to be announced at DC Fandom on the what? When is that?
No idea. August 22nd.
The 22nd. Oh, damn. We'll be busy.
We'll be busy that day.
Wow. Fuck, yeah. We can't.
We're going to have the PS and BS fandom.
Oh, on the 22nd. Damn it, man. Yeah. So, how do you guys feel, man? Is this going to be able to compete with Marvel's Avengers game?
I have no idea, bro. I really don't
They're
have
saying
any
that
stock
it's supposed
DC
to
like
release
that.
Next year. They're saying this is going to be a next year deal.
I don't have much stock in DC. I like the Batman games, obviously. But
Rocksteady did all those Batman games. Yeah. So I don't feel like, even that I'm not a big fan of Suicide Squad.
Really?
I love Suicide Squad.
The comic is cool, but I don't
favorite part of the DC. The Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it depends how the game is.
Harley Quinn, man.
I wouldn't mind playing a game that I'm like not into as long as it.
I mean, well, they have a trailer to show in a few weeks, so.
As long as Harley Quinn is in it, I'm sold. That's it.
If it's like the same tone as Dark Knight games, I'm all in.
Right.
I'm all in.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if they try to do something different.
They might do some multiplayer shit, though, for Suicide Squad, no? Doesn't it make sense, kind of?
Just because Marvel Avengers is doing doesn't mean Rocksteady doesn't
but
have that.
I mean,
that.
Suicide Squad is a four-man squad, ain't it?
Right, but.
Same shit.
Four, five,
like
six.
It would, like, I don't see that as being a complete impossibility.
No. I'm not saying that.
Like I can picture co-op Suicide Squad. I can picture that.
What are you
won't be surprised if they show the trailer and it's a red circle.
Lex, I want to hear what Lex. I want to see what Lex got to say, man. Even
he's gonna be Ultimate
Alliance.
You can't
be quiet, man. You can't be quiet.
I'm disappointed.
You're on a podcast. You can't be quiet, Lex.
I'm disappointed.
Disappointed for what?
Well, what?
I wanted a Superman game, a true. Good Superman game.
He's on the cover.
Yeah.
He's on the cover. So they're pretty much taunting you at this point.
Yeah, I love Suicide Squad, but I wasn't asking for a Suicide Squad game.
Right.
I want a Superman game. Get him out of the frame, please.
we'll switch to this. Don't worry. We'll switch to this game.
I understand, because they've been teasing about Rocksteady doing.
What they did with Batman was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And I wanted.
So you want that
treatment.
But with Superman?
With Superman. We need a good Superman game.
That's true. We haven't
really. How could you not be that company and make a good Superman game?
That's true.
Of all Superman games, they've all been trash.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
That's been
the arcade one was the best one.
Spider-Man is like the only superhero that I know that ever had games come out like since PS1 to good. Fucking PS4 that's all been good to me.
Yeah, they've
not
been
all of them.
Not all, but I mean.
There's some Beanox ones in there that were.
Well, what I mean is that they've all.
Dimensions? The Dimensions?
Amazing Spider-Man 2 was
Oh, Amazing Awful. Spider-Man 2. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man 2. I did not hear good things.
What I mean is, like, you can't say that to Superman. Like,
no.
I think there
the
was
arcade
like
one was the best one.
I was going to say, I think it was an arcade one, but.
He is kind of due for a game.
The red one and the blue one flying together, punching rockets and robots.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least he'll be in Suicide Squad. He'll be in it. He'll be there. He'll be the villain.
I'm playing this game. I'm excited for it. I think it's great.
He'll be the villain.
I'm just a little disappointed. I wanted a Superman game. I wanted somebody to break that formula.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How to make a Superman game not feel garbage. Because it's hard to make a game where.
Anthem.
Superman game with Anthem. Wow. Anthem template?
Yeah, but it's Anthem. That's an Iron Man.
I'm talking shit.
All right.
That's Iron Man VR. All
right. So anybody got anything else to say about that?
No, sir.
All right. I got some other stuff on the docket, but I think we'll save that for next week.
We'll save that. So did I. All
right. Unless y'all got any last things to say about State of Play? Anything y'all forgot to say? Alan Wake. That was Alan Wake.
Yeah.
I went back.
That's Alan Wake.
And they are actually making a game that's supposed to be in both of those worlds.
So, yeah. That's a shared universe. That's great news.
Great
again,
news.
Again, if I didn't show it enough, I'm super excited for Genshin Impact and super excited for
Temtem.
I think Temtem was amazing.
Every time somebody asked me,
it was
me,
amazing because I did not expect it. I know it's coming spring of 2021, but I didn't expect them to throw it in a State of Play, which is a very pleasant surprise.
That game is going to be on PS4?
No, I said 5.
I know, but so it's not going to be on
PS4. I don't think it's going to be on
PS4. No, I think it's 5.
That's what type of game it is.
It's big boy PC shit, baby.
Yeah, and
PS5 Masters.
I mean, thinking about it now, if it's on PS5, that means they're either planning on doing a lot of game changer type of shit to an MMO, or that's just like how it is right now. The PS4 won't be able to take.
No, it won't.
As well.
It won't.
This would be crazy because I'm hearing rumblings too that in the dark, and deep in the dark web, that a lot of these MMOs are going to be able to move over to PS5 more easily than. Yeah. It was on PS4, World of Warcraft.
There's a lot of PC games that can definitely port over that are great.
Kill me in the comments. GTFO. Almighty, you can't kill me, baby.
GTFO.
Oh, yeah, we want that. We want that. We said that enough. But all right, with that being said, man, it's that time.
It's that time.
Yep. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. The boys are back live from PSB Studios.
No more stealing elite.
Statman Lex. OVO Biggs. Big Elite News.
I love you, man.
Take it away, boys.
Yes, I missed you.
Yes. Welcome back. Yes,
buttery nipples.
No more Steely Lily Lead, whatever the fuck that was.
Stilita.
Stiletto News.
Stiletto.
Wow.
I'm sorry, bro. That was a pain to edit. I'm not going to lie. That was like. I think I walked out of the room and just let it play. Like, if you guys saw one angle on that part for a while, it's because I went to go make a sandwich. I didn't even want to hear it.
Wow.
Stiletto News.
That's very disappointing.
Stiletto News.
No, I love you. Again, I can't thank you guys enough for stepping up last week. You guys did great, except for that part. All right, so.
Whoa.
Wow. All
right, no, all right, I'm done playing with you. All right, so.
What to say? Oh, sorry.
This week we got a couple of updates.
Oh shit!
First one is for Steels. Well, the next one's for Trav.
Okay.
So for Steels, we got Apex Legends Season 6. We got a new character. That's why I said it was for you. Got a new character, Rampart, and I guess it's her gun named Sheila. She calls her Sheila.
I guess.
So Rampart and Sheila are joining the game in Season 6. Are you ready to dance? Season 6 boosted. All right. Next, we have for Trav, Cat Quest 2 Mew World update.
I saw that.
Cat Quest 2 is getting a huge free update. Welcome to the Mew World on International Cat Day. The update will be live on August 8th, so it's out.
It's live, out, baby.
Guys. It's live.
Are you
it's out yesterday.
Huh? Am you I going to play it? Yeah. I'm playing fucking Beyond. Sorry, y'all. I'm busy.
He's
I'm playing Beyond 2.
Trails on the road.
You'll be good, man. You'll be
trails
good.
In the park. Trails in the sky. Trails in the water. Trails everywhere.
What happened?
Wow. He went down that road.
Okay. I like spaced out.
Trails on the pod.
What's that?
Wow.
So a bunch of trails.
I can't deny it. What he's saying is false, but... I'll be happy to go through the names again if you want.
No, we don't have a whole.
We don't have another podcast for that.
Yeah.
All right, so next we got.
We can do that remotely.
We got the Street Fighter V Summer Update. We got new characters, stages, costumes, and more. Join Street Fighter V development team as they reveal the new fighters. They revealed some of them. They left one up to mystery, but they have Dan, Rose, Oro, and Akira as new fighters coming in the summer update for Street Fighter V. Also, the Elder Scrolls Online, Stonethorn. Continue or begin your Dark Heart of Skyrim adventure with Stonethorn, a new DLC dungeon pack coming soon to the Elder Scrolls Online. Assault an ancient fortress and halt a new vampiric invasion before it begins its march, and investigate the terrible creations of the mad alchemist Arcasis. What you discover shall not only have repercussions for the people of Skyrim, but all of Tamriel. Update for Elder Scrolls if you're on that. Also, a game that needed an update, but not quite like this. Resident Evil Resistance, August title update. Guess what, guys? Did they fix the game? No. But guess what they did?
They added more shit
to
it.
They added new costumes.
Oh, my God.
Here we go again.
Your game.
Resident Evil 3. Resident Evil 3's multiplayer component has been updated with two alternative maps and new costume and gear. The game's not fixed, y'all.
Needs to be an alternative game.
Needs to be an alternative game.
You have the option to not download it.
Wow. All
right, also, the greatest game in history, Fortnite, has an update, the Joyride update.
Grand Theft Auto, baby.
I saw it.
The Joyride update.
Drive cars now.
I think it's because of Fast and Furious. I'm not going
to
lie.
I think that's probably what it was probably lined up for. I think it was lined up to be with that.
Dom!
Y'all bought that, right?
Dom's like, you guys want to go fast? We'll go faster. Some bullshit.
The girl out of nowhere. Okay, right, girl.
So wow.
Buckle up.
Blow past enemies with a whiplash or go full throttle through structures with a mud flap. Experience the joyride with this new update now.
Holy shit.
Even give you like some tips on how to put gas in your car and shit. The update means there's cars in Fortnite and it's for real. It's not golf Fortnite. Carts. It's not shopping carts.
Yeah, it's cars.
Fucking
they're
cars.
Reaching,
yeah,
it's
and
but that's all I got. That's all I got for update news. All
right.
Really quick before I get into releases, July game, best game of July. The polls close August 16th. There's a player's choice. Vote for new best game of July 2020.
Skater XL, baby.
Your games are, just so you know, just in case you've played all of this, participate. Bloodstained Curse of the Moon 2, Cross Code, very good. Cuphead,
baby.
F1 2020, Ghosts of Tsushima. Hellpoint, Marvel's Iron Man VR, Pistol Whip, Other Side, Rocket Arena, and Skater XL.
Rocket Arena is
$4.
It's on sale from $40 to $9.99.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah, it's going to be free next month.
Watch they take all them 10s and 5s and put into a big-ass update and make it the game of the year. Watch. It's going to happen. That shit going
to happen.
All right. Nobody wants to play a game where you all only have RPGs. Nobody wants to play that game?
I guess not.
Damn. I thought that was like a...
I don't know what happened. I wasn't feeling the trailer. So.
Yeah, no, we could tell. You were already out.
Yeah,
right. I was out. Multiplayer?
And so was everyone else. All right.
Oh, yeah. That's the spinning wheels.
Out. All the videos?
Yeah.
Okay. Game releases that's out. It's a slow week. But not for people who love sports. August 11th, we have Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Infinite Combat. This JRPG follows the story of the anime Danmachi and adds brand new content. Enter the fantasy world of Orario, where gods live amongst humans and protect them in their familia, and become the greatest adventurer through dungeon crawling, real-time RPG combat, and date
combat
events.
Did look good. If nothing else, the combat looked good.
I love the anime. It's good. August 14th, we have EA Sports UFC 4.
Mm.
This fighter is shaped by their fighting
Trav's
style.
Excited.
In EA Sports UFC 4, the fighter is shaped by their fight style, achievements, and personality. Players can develop and customize characters through a unified progression system across all modes to go from unknown amateur to UFC superstar in the new career mode.
I would say tread lightly with this game.
I've heard it's been pretty good.
Tread lightly.
Okay.
The beta came out. low key behind closed doors. And they shut that boy down after 24 hours.
It's out this week.
That's all I got to say. That sounds crazy, actually. That sounds fucking crazy.
There are 1,600 new pieces of earnable gear, over 120 emotes.
Earnable gears, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when earnable and EA. Yeah, they're synonymous. Yeah.
Earnable.
Yeah.
Earnable and
like
EA.
When you earn your check?
Yes, together, when you earn your check.
Together like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Earnable
peanut
and
butter
EA.
And ham, baby.
Yeah. Lamb and tuna fish.
There you go.
Yeah, what?
That's awesome. I was trying to come up with something like that. That was, thank you. I was waiting for somebody to do that. Okay.
I got you.
That's it. That's it. Those are the two games that are coming out.
Sweet.
Fair enough.
And of course, open beta, Avengers, Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's when the open beta starts?
Open beta. Open beta. I am playing that game.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We all are playing that game. We will be streaming that game.
So that's what we're playing Friday night?
Yes.
On PS4.
Yes, we will be playing that game.
Unless someone's coming over.
I can't play with you, bro. I'm playing with them.
Unless someone's coming over.
No, because no. We have a history. We can't play games together.
Oh, damn. It's toxic. You got toxic real quick.
It is. But it's, yeah.
Bruh, go over there and take out the ads.
Take out the ads. No. All right, we're not going to get into that.
Wow.
Division 2. Sheesh. Sheesh.
All right, do we got one, Bobby?
Yeah. I got something a little different today.
I'm going to go ahead and vote for Ghost.
Navigator XL or Rocket Elite Arena?
All right, so normally this is, shave my sprockets time, but I think I'm going to do something a little different this week.
Oh, it's the remix.
Yeah. You know, I'm always complaining and arguing about something. I know you guys like that and stuff like that.
oh, shit. Look. Oh. The podcast guy's about to take him out.
What?
Maybe I shouldn't divert.
Yeah, I was going to say. Sound like you got to say something nice.
Is that real? Or?
Yeah.
Fuckity duck.
I kind of wanted to give a funny story.
Okay.
You know, a little, you know, light, you know, shining in the life of Steels.
In the life of Steels.
Something that happened
like a sitcom.
Back in the day. I was talking with Devin at work. There you go. I was talking to Devin at work. I've been getting into this like fishing groove lately, watching a lot of fishing videos, and then he talked about going out on a John boat. John boat's
why
a small
not a Michael
boat.
Why not a Kevin boat?
Or a Harry boat.
That's what it's
boat.
Oh my god.
What about a Bobby boat? Bobby.
You can tell.
Bobby I fish. World.
You can tell okay. that I fish a lot.
Me too.
So, it's called a John boat because that's what it's fucking called.
Okay.
So, I didn't tell him the whole story, but I have this little story, something that happened to me. It's pretty funny because, you know, I freak out usually. Me and my boy John, I called him Goober. I've always just called him Goober. That's been his nickname since the beginning of time. He's one of the only people I still talk to from high school. Me and him got into trouble back in the day quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's nuts. He's one of those crazy Caucasian boys.
Ooh.
That do some nuts shit, like jump on alligators. And
he's a wild man.
Go hunting for snakes and just does some crazy shit. So we go fishing one day, mm-hmm. right? And they have an 8-foot dinghy, which is smaller than a John boat. I mean, not much bigger than this table. Could you imagine me? I mean, granted, I wasn't this big. I was a little smaller, right? But could you imagine me fitting in something this big, like as a boat on a lake with someone else?
No.
I feel like I would have to do a science equation before you jump in that boat.
Exactly. So we had a boat that wasn't much bigger than this table. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you went with it.
And we went with it. We hopped in the lake. Now, me, I always test the waters a little bit, right? So we went out a little bit to where if we sank, we're right there, right?
Yeah, right.
So I hopped in and I sat in the back part where, you know, it's the widest, you know. Sat there. We were literally this far from the water, okay?
Wow. Touching.
But it was buoyant. Like, right. it wasn't flipping over.
It was good.
We were solid. We were good. I was the perfect, like, balance weight.
Right.
If
you'd ate the burger.
My boy, who is like a 6'4" bean pole, he's just fucking tall and skinny.
Yeah.
He was standing up.
My boy slim.
Okay. We were out there rowing, out there, cause no motor, just rowing.
Yeah.
We were fishing for 4 hours.
Yeah.
No problem.
Who would do that for fun?
Bro? No problem. It's
ain't no motor shit. In there.
Just listen. We fishing, we caught a bunch of fish, everything's all gravy, it's cool. All of a sudden, my friend John,
Goober,
goes, how are you sitting down right now fishing? It's making me uncomfortable. I'm like, how is me sitting making you uncomfortable? He's like, I don't know. You're supposed to stand when you fish. You get a little bit more of a feeling when you catch fish standing up.
And your dumbass listened.
Hold on. I'm like, John, listen, we've been fishing for 4 hours. I feel like Rose, I perfectly have this.
What was Titanic? Rose and who?
John.
Rose and John.
Was it John?
I don't know if it's John.
It was Rose and John in this John. Story.
Yeah, I'm going to say John for this story.
I don't think it was John. I'm
going to say John for this story.
It was Jack.
Rose and Jack.
So I said, bro, we've been fishing for 4 hours. We've caught fish. Don't worry about me. I feel safe. I'm dry.
Trust me.
Just don't push.
He said, trust
push.
Me.
Just don't push it. Come on, man. You got to stand up. Just stand up. And I went, all right, fine. For you to shut up, I'll stand up.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, grab the side of the boat. Slowly stood sideways, and I'm like, kind of like, you know, getting my feet, my bearings and shit like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, actually, this isn't too bad. The boat's good. We didn't flip. I'm like, all right, sweet. He goes, see, now that wasn't so hard. And he casts. And I grab my pole, get it ready to cast. And I look to where I want to throw. And I went like this.
Oh.
And when I went like that, the boat went whoop.
Oh,
right over. And we were on the other end of the lake. Like,
oh,
far on the other end of the lake.
Okay? Deep. Here comes Jason.
Boat flips. I had like a $150 saltwater rod and reel gone. Bottom of the lake.
No.
We were taking pictures. Cameras gone.
The least
gone.
Of your worries. Fuck
the
that.
Only thing was our luckily,
the boat.
Luckily,
and y'all.
The boat was upside down. Yeah. Luckily, my tackle box floated, so I was able to grab that. Lost everything else.
Fuck the tackle box. Get back to shore.
He never
fuck
got
the box.
Bro, so we're sitting there, right? And we look. The shore is like.
Ain't swimming that.
Way over there, right?
Can't swim that without a cramp.
Now, I start freaking out. John, you motherfucker.
Hold on, y'all got vest on, right?
I swear to, no.
Oh, so
I
y'all
swear
swimming.
To God, you freaking. I'm going to get eaten by an alligator. Someone's gonna attack me and I'm gonna kick your ass.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I just started going in on him. He's like, calm down. Ain't nothing gonna attack you. Ain't nothing gonna eat you. I'm like, I swear to God, John.
Goober.
The goober.
Stop fucking with me, Goober.
In here. He's like, just calm down. Let's just start swimming. Let's just start swimming, right? So we try to flip in the boat.
That's trash version of the Titanic song, whatever that was.
That was better than the Scoop Dog. I'll give him that.
Sorry, right? Y'all. Sorry.
So hold on. I'm almost done.
Pardon him.
Door floating.
So first, we're like, let's try to flip the boat back over. But it was to the point to where there wasn't enough ground clearance. Like, every time we started to, it would just push us under the water.
Right.
So we're like, all right, let's just start swimming the shore. So I grab the boat. He grabs everything else. We start swimming. I'm going like this.
How deep is the
we're
water?
We're swimming. I couldn't touch the bottom.
Okay.
So at least never, six
say
feet,
no more.
At least 6 feet.
Say no more.
7, 8 feet. So I'm swimming, right? Swimming. And I'm like, shit. All of a sudden, I'm like, yo, how come I'm not moving? Like, I'm just swimming.
Current now.
And I'm God like, damn. How come I'm not moving? I feel like I'm not going anywhere. And he went. Oh shit, the anchor set.
I'm leaving the boat.
This is where y'all fucked up though. I'm gonna tell you guys exactly where you fucked up.
Go ahead, dissect it a little bit.
So if it were me, first of all, I don't want to be there to begin with, but let's just say I'm you.
Okay.
And it's me there, right?
Okay.
When something happens to where, like you said, your boat flips over,
uh-huh.
Like you're now in the water exposed.
Yes.
Your boat flipped over.
Yes.
You're not near shore.
No.
Here's this. What I would do in my head is make a mental checklist. And this is the checklist. Fuck the tackle box. Fuck the boat. Fuck the friend. Fuck the fishing pole. I'm walking out of here with my life. With
okay.
me.
Okay.
I'm walking out of here with me. Okay.
Hold on now. At least having the pole... / boat gave me comfort. Hold on.
He gonna throw the boat on the gate.
Because if I just start swimming, and all of a sudden I see a gator coming or a snake,
he gonna hide in the boat.
What am I gonna protect myself?
Hide in the boat.
If I have the pole, I can at least.
Yeah. I didn't have to play.
Hey,
I'm a bow. I'm a bow.
What you doing?
Leave me alone. I'm a bow.
What you doing?
You're fucking zookeeper?
Right?
He's Tiger King.
Didn't I tell you guys he was a zookeeper? Hold on.
Yes.
On the episode.
Yes.
Okay, I'm almost done. Hold up. So my friend goes, okay, here, grab everything. So now I have the boat, his fishing pole, and my tackle box. And he pulls up the anchor.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what came out. So he picks up the anchor, right? He's like, all right, let's just start swimming. So he's holding the anchor halfway, and we start swimming towards shore. Now I start screaming because my brother and his brother was on shore. Yo, Chris,
help!
Joey, go get help.
Help me find my tackle box.
Get somebody.
Get a magnet.
Hurry up.
Get the bait.
Go.
Get the tackle box.
They disappear because I'm assuming they're going to get help because there's houses around there.
Oh, no, they
We're
left.
Still swimming. We're still swimming.
Wow.
Starting to swim. And I'm like, John, I swear to God.
If
I get attacked by a gator, I'm fucking you up. I'm kicking your ass. I'm kicking your ass. All right. So if I'm going, at least I'm going to go knowing you got your ass whooped. Okay, because this is not cool right now. And he's like, calm down, man. Just freak. Ain't nothing gonna attack you. I'm like, bro, why is the water getting cold and then hot and then cold and then hot?
Why is it getting cold and hot?
There's shit swimming underneath me. Right, yeah. I'm just freaking out. I'm just thinking of everything.
Why is it
wrong.
Getting cold and hot? Because Goober is pissing in the water.
Goober pissing his pants.
All of a sudden. This raft starts floating out towards us.
Oh, shit.
One of the neighbors had a floating dock, raft dock with, like, tires underneath with a little trolling motor.
Yeah.
Came over. He got us, brought us back to the shore. By the time we got to the shore, the cops were there, the fire truck,
shit.
The paramedics, the scuba team.
They was ready to collect a body out
there.
They
were ready to
collect some bodies. Because they have
history. They came with a sonar.
Because they have history there. Because obviously there's history there. Bro,
somebody did it again.
So yeah, I looked at my brother. I'm like, what'd y'all do?
Call.
You said get help, so we ran to the people. They called 911 and said that people flipped in the lake, so they just brought everybody.
Because that's what they usually do.
They brought the mayor down.
You saw the scuba guy putting his fins on and, like, puffing in his thing for the tank getting ready to go in the lake.
So who else is out there?
And I was like, goddamn,
it could have been Until Dawn.
It's like, you guys are here.
And you know what's the first thing?
My tackle box.
You know what's the first thing?
And my camera.
They said to me, no, the tackle box I had, my fishing pole.
Oh, the fishing pole.
Instead of being like, yo, are you okay? You know, you need a blanket. Are you safe?
Like in the movies.
Whatever, this or that.
First blanket and cocoa, baby. The blanket and
the first thing they said was, you're lucky you didn't get attacked by otter. They're vicious out there.
And otter?
Yeah. It's mating otter. Season for the otters, and
it's
they don't play around.
Mating season.
They don't play around.
No wonder it was getting cold and hot.
Yeah. Wow. They was rubbing and humping in there. The fucking otters. The fucking otters was rubbing and humping in there.
Yo.
What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck?
It was under distress. So
it's safe to say that I'm never going fishing with Steels and Goober.
I have never gone on a boat with Goober again unless it was over 24 feet.
I already don't like Goober. Goober, if you're watching this,
that's
bro,
not the only thing.
I don't ever want to go fishing with
you. I got another story. I'm going to give y'all some stories of my childhood.
Oh, shit.
There's another one with Goober that I thought I was going to get shot, but we'll say that.
We'll say that. It's story time with Steels has been invented.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll get me complaining. Sometimes you'll get a funny story that happened to me when
Steel
I was
stories.
Young. There we go.
So that was it. He got a sub category in his fucking segment. He got a sub segment.
Wow. He's got levels.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Level one.
Yeah. Tier one. Tier one Patreon. You're going to get some
Steel stories. Holy shit.
Wow. So yeah, that was nuts. Oh. Good story. Good ending to that story. When we went back, the person who owned the boat was one of our friends at school. We told him what happened. He went back onto the lake, and he actually fished my pole out, so I didn't wind up losing my fish.
Hey.
Or my pole.
Okay, good. Very
so
good.
I got my pole back.
I'll give him a short clap for that.
So that was
good. Hey, it's happy ending.
But yeah, it was nuts, man. I was freaking out. I thought I was going to get attacked, not by an otter.
Hey.
Apparently, they were more worried about otters than gators.
Hey, everybody listening to this, leave in the comments a date and time so Bobby can go fishing with y'all, man.
I want to go fishing. Listen, that was my friend's fault. I'm like, you sure this is okay? He's like, yeah. I went, okay.
And when it's mating season for otters.
How am I supposed to know it's mating season?
For otters. That's such a weird thing. But with that being said, man, I think we're before good. We go, we're good, right? Remember, hit.
Just let him run.
Hit everything underneath everything. This video. All the links. All the just links. Hit them all.
That like smash button. GG.
Open multiple
button.
Tabs.
So, yeah, tabs. Smash GG.
Like.
Tournament. Twitch.
Every, follow.
Merch. Share. Everything. Yep.
Like share. Button. Like,
like button.
Button.
Oh, yeah.
And,
like
and if you really rock with us, share our videos on y'all Facebook, Instagram.
That makes a difference,
yes.
Tell your homeboys. Tell your homegirls. Tell your family.
Let everyone
Let's
know
Let's get
here.
To this 1,000 subs, baby.
We're so close. 20 people. That's it. 20
That's
people.
All we need. You so and your close. Cousins and your homegirl. Let's go.
Oh my we God. Out.
With that right, being y'all. Said, it's yes, been sir. The boys.
Yes, we sir. Out.
All of us. We out of here. You're...